KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 13 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today. I have 22. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, sheriff's officials in Audubon County report the arrest on Tuesday afternoon of a Cass County man. 19-year-old Jacob Quentin Dvorak of Atlantic was taken into custody at around 1 p.m. on an Audubon County warrant charging him with a probation violation. Dvorak was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $10,000 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested a woman from Elliott Tuesday afternoon. 48-year-old Christine Courtney Ryan was wanted on a warrant for fraudulent practice in the fourth degree, which stemmed from allegations that Ryan changed the purchase price of a vehicle that she registered. The woman was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Icy roads contributed to a rollover accident Tuesday morning west of Stennett in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say Margene Bisbee of Carson suffered neck and back injuries when the SUV she was driving went out of control and rolled over at around 8:10 a.m. The accident happened as Bisbee was traveling west on 150th Street, about a tenth of a mile from E Avenue. The SUV entered the north ditch and continued westbound, skidding sideways until it encountered snow in the ditch. The vehicle flipped and rolled before coming to rest on its wheels. Bisbee was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment. Her SUV sustained $7,500 damage. Two accidents took place Monday in Atlantic, with only minor injuries reported in one of them. The police department says just after 7:20 a.m., vehicles driven by Merle Pope of Harlan and Patsy Wood of Adair collided at 7th and Ash Streets when Pope failed to stop at the traffic lights and ran into the Wood vehicle, which was proceeding into the intersection from the west side entrance to Walmart. Damage from the impact amounted to $4,000. Wood said she bumped her head but refused medical treatment. Police cited Pope for failure to obey a traffic control device. And at around 5:30 p.m. Monday, vehicles driven by Kay Williams of Marnie and Linda Fay of Lewis collided at the entrance to the Subway store on 7th Street. Both vehicles were headed eastbound when a non-contact vehicle in front of Williams' car stopped. Williams also stopped, but Fay couldn't stop in time and rear-ended the Williams vehicle, causing a total of $7,500 damage. There were no injuries reported, and Fay was cited for following too close. A couple from Creston were arrested on assault charges Monday evening. The Creston PD said 34-year-old Nick Ward and 35-year-old Rebecca Ann Ward, both of Creston, faced charges of domestic abuse assault. Both were being held in the jail without bond. Nick Ward was housed at the Union County Jail, Rebecca Ward in the Ringgold County Jail. In our funeral announcements, Rose Byland, age 88, of Audubon, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rose Byland will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Gerald Gross, age 80, of Irwin, died Friday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Gerald Gross will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Geneva Caven, age 97, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Geneva Caven will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ronald Gregerson, age 68, of Manila, died Saturday. Funeral services for Ronald Gregerson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Defiance. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Elvira Miller, age 93, of Erling, died Sunday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for Elvira Miller will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Shirley Lead died Monday at the Winterset Care Center. Interment of cremated remains of Shirley Lead will be on Thursday at 11:30 at the Oak Hill Cemetery east of Hancock. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Helen Markson, age 92, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Markson will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marlis Martins, age 82, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home in Harlan. Funeral services for Marlis Martins will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Schmidt, age 95, who is formerly of Guthrie Center, died February 23rd in Texas. A visitation for Mary Schmidt will be from 10 a.m. until noon on Friday at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Julia Schlichty, age 47, of Manning, died February 28th. A massive Christian burial service for Julia Schlichty will be Friday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bernard Bloom, age 73, of Logan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Bernard Bloom will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia, with Pauli Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Garth Lords, age 60, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Home in Red Oak. Funeral services for Garth Lords will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic branch of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Norma Steckelberg, age 81, who's formerly of Menlo, died February 23rd in Oklahoma. Funeral services for Norma Steckelberg will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Myrtle Morris, age 79, of Adair and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Myrtle Morris will be Friday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Janice Wanninger, age 77, of Manning, has died. A massive Christian burial service for Janice Wanninger will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Ernie Beato, age 81, of Dexter and formerly of Earlham, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ernie Beato will be on Tuesday at 1:30 at the Valley Evangelical Free Church in West Des Moines. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Nita Allen Larson, age 92, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Nita Larson will be held March 11th at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lowell Turk, age 101, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. And per his wishes, cremation services will take place. No other services are planned at this time. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is handling the arrangements for Lowell Turk. And Olivine Mendenhall, age 93, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home. Services for Olivine Mendenhall are pending at the Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon. And the news and funeral reports brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.